I want to shift you to the Bilski issue.
Sure.
One question for you.
Yes.
The court excludes certain claims that it sees as too abstract, but within those same patents, there are, in the 310 patent, for instance, claim 12 recites a computer, claim 14 recites a computer, in the 228, claim 8 recites a memory, claim 10 recites a computer. Since this is a question of subject matter ineligibility, how can we say that subject matter of this patent is not eligible when it recites a computer, it recites a printer, even if they, and I'm kind of saying, doesn't this doctrine go up by the patent subject matter, not claim by claim?
I definitely think you need to look at the specification and what is intended to be covered here, and not strictly as claim one of the 310 patents.
But it's the whole subject matter, right?
That's right.
And if the subject matter at some point recites a computer and a printer, the game's over, right?
I would say yes.
Well, it isn't a question of seeing if they forgot to put the word computer in a claim, and so we get rid of that claim.
That's right. And that's essentially what we've argued with respect to those claims, that whether or not the word computer appears in these three claims that are issued, that's what the subject matter is about. It's about grayscale images. It's about pixel-by-pixel comparisons. These claims were written in a time where the person drafting it probably had no idea that putting the word computer in the claim would make a difference, but certainly they are directed.
So almost
that,
irregardless of what the Supreme Court does, this is a computer invention and a eligible.
I would agree, yes.
That assumes that reciting a computer is all that's needed to meet the machine test. Is that right?
Well, that would be true, at least based on
even
what
if,
I just
even
said.
Even if the computer is not necessary to the invention, but just the recitation of a computer makes it a 101 eligible? Is that your understanding of our
yes,
law?
Yes, but I would also say that this invention requires a computer. It has no practical application without it. We're talking about grayscale images. We're talking about pixel-by-pixel comparisons. We're not talking about something.
But the court said you can do it with a pen and paper. What's it mean?
I don't think that's realistic. And that's certainly not consistent with anything in the specification. That goes back to reading the claims overly broad.
What the court is saying is that you could look at the mask and the numerical grayscale representation and see if it's higher or lower and color it in, right?
I suppose so.
And that's not exactly what happens in a computer, right?
No, it's not. Or what's described as the preferred embodiment with the comparator and the computer.
And it's got to happen in milliseconds or you're not getting an image.
Whether it's a printer or a display, that's exactly what's going on. And so the practical application, as I think the specification makes clear, is tied to a machine.
So based on your probably deepest understanding of Bilski and of most of us, is your general sense that however the Supreme Court decides, these claims and this invention would meet the statutory requirements as to however 101 may be ultimately interpreted?
With some trepidation, I would say that's my general understanding, that I have no idea what the Supreme Court will say, and they could say something.
We are all trepidating with you.
You prefer the machine. You prefer the machine analysis to the transformation analysis.
I don't prefer it. I think they are both equally viable. The transformation here is a transformation of electronic data, and I think it's very comparable to some of this court's other cases, such as the arrhythmia case, which involved a transformation of electronic data. This is a particular type of data. It's image data. The court got off on the wrong track, saying there had to be a visual depiction.
Right.
No need for a display. That's not a requirement of Bilski. And so I think the transformation problem is equally viable.